This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. It's just after 2:30, and we do have something special. You know, we talk about this being the kind of radio station where not only do you hear the best recorded music, but we do our best to bring you live music as well. And today, I am absolutely thrilled to welcome back to JPR, Jake Shimabukuro.
Aloha.
It is good to see you again. I think we were talking.
Thanks for having me back.
We were talking in the car that it's been about 3.5 years, something like that, since you were here.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great to be back. You know, I love this area and always coming through. You know, it's always an honor. So look forward to it every time.
There is a lot to talk about because in the interim, since you have last been here, you have finally parted ways with a longtime record label. You have released an album of your own now, the newest. It's called Travels. Let's start off by talking a little bit about the instrument because a lot of folks are used to seeing inexpensive ukuleles on display at shops and whatnot. You actually play a tenor ukulele, correct?
Yes.
And it's a little bit bigger.
It's a little larger. There are four sizes of ukuleles. There's the standard, the concert, and then the tenor, which is what I play. And then the largest of the four is called the baritone. But the baritone is the only one that's actually tuned different. You know, it's tuned lower than the standard concert and tenor. And I always use the traditional tuning with the high fourth string, so you have that reentrant tuning. So when you start with the fourth string and work your way down. So it's high, low, higher, higher, you know. And in Hawaii, we always would sing the phrase, "My dog has fleas," and that's how we would remember the intervals of the open strings.
And there's an interesting connection with the flea thing because this was originally a Portuguese instrument, correct? And the name ukulele translates as jumping flea.
Yeah, that's correct. Ukulele is a native Hawaiian, it's two native Hawaiian words, uku and lele. Uku means flea, lele means jumping. And you're correct, it was brought over by the Portuguese immigrants who came over to the islands, you know, to work in the plantation fields. And they brought over with them the machete or the braguina. And it was it would look like a little guitar, you know, much like what the ukulele looks like today. And when they brought their instruments over to the islands, the native Hawaiian people, I guess apparently they loved the instruments. They wanted to learn how to build them. So that, you know, there was a couple of Portuguese immigrants who taught some of the native Hawaiians how to build these instruments. And that was the birth of the ukulele.
Mm. Looks like something that's relatively easy to tour with.
Very easy to tour with. It's, you know, and that's what I love about the instrument. And I think more and more people are figuring this out now that it's kind of like the iPad of instruments. You know, it's small, compact. You can do a lot with it. It's very user friendly. But there's a lot of music that's packed in this little box.
It doesn't look like it succumbs much to climate change either. You know, guitars could sometimes be a little finicky if you move from humidity into dry.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because you have a shorter scale, the neck is shorter and all that, you know, it's built a little stronger. And because there's less wood, there's less change, you know, when you go from climate to climate. Mm. Whereas like for larger instruments, you know, because you have more wood, more of that is affected, you know, by the weather.
Jake Shimabukuro is my guest today live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service. Jake's newest record is called Travels. You can get information at his website, jakeshimabukuro.com. What do you want to play first?
Well, thought I'd play something off the new album. And, this album, it's my first release in over 3 years. And in the last few years, you know, I've been traveling a lot and touring. So I thought the title Travels would be appropriate, you know, because I feel like this record kind of, reflects a lot of the new influences, you know, over the last few years. So I'm going to start with one of the covers on the record. And this is a song that was, it's an old Motown Jackson 5 tune called I'll Be There.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
That is Jake Shimabukuro live here in the JPR studios. Cool cover.
Thanks, man.
Really cool cover.
Thank you.
You know, one thing that I've always found interesting about watching you play, and we talked about this last time you were here, is that you've got this infectious joy. There's always a smile on your face. You always just have this positive look about the creation of music. Mm. And it permeates your recordings. It permeates your live shows, you know, to the nth degree. And in addition to performing, you've also done, as I understand, a lot of work with kids and introducing kids to music. Tell me how that got started and what kind of projects you've been involved in specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so grateful, you know, that my mom and both my parents actually turned me on, you know, to the instrument, to the ukulele, and also to music. You know, there was always music playing in our house. You know, my mom played a little ukulele, my dad played some guitar, and they were always singing, and you know, and so it was just, music was a very, very positive thing, you know, to have around the house. And and I guess, you know, for me, I feel like music and the ukulele really helped me, you know, through some of the more difficult times in my life and some of the challenges that I was faced with. And it's also helped me to make good decisions, and you know, and so I really love, you know, sharing that with young people. I love going to schools and, you know, sharing with kids, you know, to just encouraging them to find something they're passionate about and to pour their heart into it, you know, and also, you know, to be drug free, you know, because that's one of the things I'm very proud of, is I've been drug free my whole life, you know, and I love just sharing that with kids, you know, and letting them know that, you know, you can, you know, you don't have to succumb to those things. And, and just find something that you love doing, you know, work hard at it and enjoy it, you know, have fun. Because, you know, that's one of the things that I feel I've been so blessed with, is that, you know, because I love music, and obviously playing the ukulele is my favorite thing in the world, you know, so to be able to do this and to share it with people is a dream come true.
You keep it pretty simple. I mean, you don't travel, it seems, with a lot of different ukuleles. You don't have a pedal board. You don't use a lot of sound effects. It's largely straightforward.
Yeah, it's, you know, for the concert and stuff, you know, there's a variety of music, you know, that we play. So I do bring my pedal board out for one song in particular. You know, it's a piece called Dragon, and that's to really show the electronic side of the instrument. You know, I do a lot of looping on that particular song, and then I also have an overdrive pedal set up with it, so, you know, I can get a lot of that distortion and that crunch, you know, to kind of show people, like, almost, you know, almost like the rock side of the instrument. And it's fun, man. People love it, and I love it too, you know, because it allows me to express myself in a different way, you know, with the distortion, the overdrive, and all that. You know, I can get a lot more sustain with the instrument. So if I were to play like a riff, that note, I can let it just, you know, just let it sing for a while, you know, because normally without it, the notes are a lot shorter. You don't get as much sustain on the instrument. So that's always fun, because then I can phrase my melodies in a completely different way when I'm doing that. For most of it, though, it's just, you know, it's acoustic, and, you know, but you can use your fingers, you know, to create different textures, right? Like, you can do things where you can get more of a harp, like a... more like a Japanese koto type sound. Yeah. You know, you can get a kind of a muted pizzicato. And I like when you can kind of let the strings roll over each other. A nice effect. You can get more like percussive, you know, almost treat the instrument like a percussion instrument. You know, that kind of stuff. Flamenco sound. So there's really a lot that you can do, you know, to just change up the texture, change up the atmosphere of the show, you know.
So ukulele is taught in schools in Hawaii, the way recorder is taught here in mainland.
Exactly.
And so at what point, I mean, if you were one of many, many, many kids playing ukulele, at what point did you or did others start to realize that Jake was somewhat different than all the other kids?
I don't know. I guess because I was pretty shy growing up, so I didn't like playing in front of people. Until maybe I entered high school, you know, which was a lot later. But I started out, you know, playing. The first three chords I learned were the chords to the Hawaiian vamp, you know, just this kind of stuff. You know, and I just played that over and over, and it just brought me so much joy. You know, in fact, I always share with people that the first song I ever wrote was with those three chords, you know, and I remember sitting down and playing that. And I was a big fan of Bruce Lee at the time. So the first song I ever wrote was about Bruce Lee, and it went something like that. I'm a horrible singer, that's why I don't sing, but just to give you an idea of how I started out, you know, it was like, I had a dream I was a kung fu star. I had so much muscles you could see them from far. The ladies all went crazy when I walked by, but I punch them in the stomach and kick them in the eye, you know. So that's the kind of music that I grew up playing. And of course, a lot of traditional Hawaiian music, you know, things like, that you'd hear. You know, that kind of stuff. And I had so much fun with it, man. I loved it. And it wasn't until, you know, until a little bit later that I discovered that I could, you know, I could hear, like, I would hear, like, guitar riffs, and then I would figure out how to play them on the ukulele. And that's what really changed my approach to the instrument. You know, once I learned I could play stuff like, you know, I thought, oh, man, this is cool. You know, I started figuring out things. And then after that, it was just like I started listening to rock music, pop tunes. I started listening to jazz and classical music, and it just completely changed, you know, my approach to the instrument.
And with the help of YouTube, everything has changed over the last number of years.
Oh, yep.
Jake Shimobukuro is my guest today live here on Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service, a special live session for the Fall Fun Drive. Jake's newest record is called Travels. Information on Jake and his music and his records at jakeshimobukuro.com. Will you play us another?
Sure. All right. Well, this is one of the, it's a song that, it's an original piece, and it's kind of a Japanese-influenced song. And, you know, like the album's called Travels, so the theme is, you know, there's just a lot of different cultural influences, I think, in a way as well on this record. And this album, this particular song was inspired by a Japanese word that means once in a lifetime. And it has to do with the meaning of people. And so when I was taught this word, it made me think of touring, you know, because every night you're in a different city and you meet these wonderful people and you just never know when you're going to see each other again. And that's the meaning of this word. And the Japanese word is ichigo ichie. So it goes something like this. Thank you.
That is Jake Shimabukuro live here in the JPR studios. Remember, we are in the middle of our fall fun drive. We wrap up tomorrow night and still a long way to go with a number of you that we have yet to hear from. If you haven't made a pledge of support for Open Air and for the support of live music and musicians like Jake, give us a call right now and let us know that you like the music, you like the diversity, and you like hearing the creativity and spontaneity of our live sessions. Do you spend much time listening to radio when you're out on the road?
I do, yeah. In fact, I wanted to, you know, just comment on what you were saying, you know, to all the listeners, like, you know, because in Hawaii, you know, we have a couple of public radio stations that, you know, I mean, it's really hard, you know, and I give all of you a lot of credit, and you know, and I know all, especially a lot of independent artists out there, you know, we support you so much because all the support that you give us, you know. And but I just want to say to all the listeners, you know, that it's so important that we honor and, you know, cherish, you know, these you know, public radio stations like yourselves, you know, here, because it's, once we lose you, you're never coming back. You know what I mean? I mean, it's going to be so hard to bring it back, you know. And that's why I think just, you know, just taking, you know, just a little bit of time out of your day, you know, thinking about if you enjoy the programs that are going on, you know, because it's all funded by you and all the listeners out there, and it's the community, you know, that drives this, and it's so important, you know, for us to realize that, you know, if you enjoy the music, if it brings a little bit of joy into your day, you know, by listening to some of these programs, you know, and by listening to the music, you know, that you won't hear on any other radio station, you know, on this station, if you enjoy it, instead of buying that second cup of coffee, take that money, make a pledge, you know, I mean, all that. I mean, I for me, like when I've done a lot of these drives before, and, you know, and I always tell people, man, it's not about waiting for that, you know, $10,000 check or that $20,000 check. I mean, of course, that's great. But what means so much more is just getting the $5 check, but from every single person in the community, you know, because it's our responsibility. And, you know, and I mean, you guys and, you know, all the people here at the station, they work so hard. You guys are, because you're so passionate about what you do and you believe in what you do. And if the community's not supporting, you know, why are you busting your buns, you know, to do this, to keep it going, you know? So we have to show our support, you know, it has to come from the community, you know? And so I really want to encourage all of you to just pick up the phone. Hey, if it's $2, that means the world, you know, because that just means that $2, you know, for you, like listening in your car or at work or whatever, if you enjoy it, you know, man, you know, just make the call, man, make the pledge.
People like you give us a reason to come to work. Yeah, to be able to play your music and share it with other people. It really does.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, and we have less than a minute, I just wanted to acknowledge, and I don't know if you knew this, that your documentary, the Jake Shimabukuro Life on Four Strings, won the award, Audience Award.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
At the Ashland Independent Film Festival.
Yeah, so, that was awesome.
Great connection. Oh, all right, we've got about 30 seconds. Do you mind playing us out? And I'll give those phone numbers one last time.
Well, last thing I want to say, you know, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Before I walk out this door, and Eric can vouch for me, I am going to donate $20 to the station,
awesome.
And I'm encouraging all of you to, you know, to do the same, whatever you can donate.
It's Jake Shimabukuro live here on Open Air. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed our live session. Q is coming up next.